I better get those feet tapping, fingers snapping, all hands clapping. Buckle up, gobble some podcorn. It's the Mickle Pod and Pickle with Mickle. And here we go. One shining moment does not come close to defining Caitlin Clark. She has elegantly spoken of her legacy that she hopes to have inspired both girls and boys to play this game that she loves to reach their best potential in everything they do. She plays with a passion that does inspire. Caitlin Clark is fun to watch. Let that marinate. I only hope the shine will continue for women in sports as the madness fades away. Welcome to the show, an incredible Monday that saw a weekend in sports that was awesome. I will get back to the women's final, and I will give my thoughts on the men's game tonight. I probably will not have an empanada today, though I am sure many will pick up my slack. Today is April the 8th. It is National Empanada Day. And you don't want those empanadas to sweat either, especially at the freaking Catalina wine mixer. Today, I might just mix things up a little bit. I think I do share excellence from women in sports, yet why not share a little more? I like to play repeat, so I'll say this. The women's Final Four was better than the men's this year. You will hear that repeated by others than me. You will hear things repeated today. This is the Masters weekend. I will have some thoughts on that too. Is anyone in golf hotter right now than Nelly Korda? She just won the T-Mobile match play, earning $300,000 for the win. Let that number marinate. I heard what I said. I stand by that. Her 12th victory of her career, and wait for it, her fourth this year. Hang on. Let me get it right. Fourth in a row or fourth consecutive start? Whatever. She is dominating. I saw her here in the wind, the rain. She came back. She won it on Sunday. Guys, you want me to help you with your game a little bit? Watch hers. The LPGA will have their first major in 2 weeks at the Chevron Championship. Korda will be looking for her second major at that event. We're in an Olympic year, Summer Olympics. Yet how often are the stories of the Olympics about the women, gymnastics, swimming? How many medals does Katie Ledecky have? How do we get drawn in to these stories about women in sports, their excellence in sports, and yet it only seems to be for a finite time in these moments? If you know nothing about pickleball, I bet you've heard of Annalee Waters. She was on the Forbes 30 Under 30 at 16. The point is, girls can play too. And we are starting to see that more now, more than ever. By that, I mean it's marketed better in this day and age, an age where screens and streaming money is ludicrous and the pay discrepancy for these athletes needs to be addressed. I know my platform is tiny and small, but a few that will hear me probably agree. And I know a lot of it goes right back to the screens and the streams. And I'm screaming, I know, more people must watch. It's all about the dollars. More people are watching the women's tournament than the men's this year. I mean, why? Because it's better. It's been marketed better. Remember that $300,000 I mentioned that Nelly Korda got for her win? How about the $1.6 million for Akshay Bhatia, who won the Valero Texas Open? That's a big discrepancy between PGA, LPGA. Yes, I will point out some of these discrepancies that you probably know, that you are probably aware of. Do I have an answer as to how to fix it? No. Do I think the gap can close? I do. Do I think that a lot of these women can make and should make more endorsement money? They are marketable. Let that marinate. I mean, crazy things that could be possible, like more revenue share between leagues and tours that work together, that support each other. I know that's a crazy thought. A crazy thought is John Rahm wants the 54 Tour to play 72 holes. I mean, I guess it's a manic Monday. So let's go back to where it started and do it all over again. First, take one step back and look in that mirror. Bro, that beard needs attention. Go to ValhallaBeardAndBody.net. Use my promo code MIC15. Dads, hook up your sons for prom. That beard will shine for his special moment. ValhallaBeardAndBody.net. I mean, it is prom season, right? At least graduation's coming up.
Is a champion. Now we have to find out where we stand.
The semifinal between UConn and Iowa saw over 14 million people tune in. I was one of them. The championship on Sunday should have close to 17 million, I would say, when the final numbers is tallied. I have not seen any final numbers yet. I can say I took Maverick for a quick walk after the game started on Sunday. All around the neighborhood, I could hear people, because they were out on their porches, beautiful day, talking, cheering the game. I could hear the game on their TVs. Brief weather shaming. Absolute gorgeous weekend round here in the desert. We love stories. We love the setting and breaking of records, the chasing of history. On Sunday, the teams from South Carolina and Iowa were the story. And this game and this tournament, I hope, will do a lot for the future of the women's game, help elevate again women in sport. Let's look at the game. Let me say this, and I'm open for discussion with anyone in regards to this. They let the girls play. Just watching the Final Four and the title game with what I saw in a men's game, how the hell would they have finished? There would have been nobody left. They would have fouled them all out. It gets scrappy and rough. Yes, fouls are called, even when they shouldn't be. So there are a lot of similarities to the women's game and the men's game. Players portal in and out. The ladies get NIL deals. This year, the women are the story, even as UConn goes for history of its own, chasing a repeat tonight. We're talking the ladies in the title game Sunday. South Carolina won, completing an undefeated season, capturing their second title in 3 years. Clark garners the attention. She garnered attention throughout the tournament, and rightfully so. She rewrote the record books this year, is an amazing player. And the marketing folks for the NCAA deserve a big round of applause for how they have kept us in the loop of the women this year and put the women at the forefront. And again, Clark gets the attention. She helped do it with what she did on the court. All hail the champs. South Carolina is 74-1 over the last 2 years. That one coming at the hands of this Iowa team last year in the Final Four. South Carolina is coached by Dawn Staley, who now has her third championship. And I'm not taking anything away from the Iowa coach. Do you think Dawn Staley couldn't fuel her team with that? Her team this year was almost brand new, losing, I believe it was 5 key players from last year's team. And that kind of sounds like a team playing for a title tonight, looking for a repeat. They're returning players in South Carolina. Come on. I just said it. Do you need anything else? Let me repeat it. Do you need anything else to fuel the fire than a chance for the get back? You got the team that took you out staring at you on the other side of the court. And at the start of the game, Iowa wasn't having it. They were hot. They went out on a run. That run was 7-0. And the Hawkeyes kept that margin off and on, and it was 7 as the first quarter ended. Caitlin Clark, big, big first quarter, 18 points. It was looking like this indeed would be the fairy tale ending to her storied college career. I said big. That is what South Carolina is. These girls are big, and they bored. 51 total rebounds for the Lady Cox, and Cardoso and Kitts led the way. It was a pair of tees that helped the offense separate. Tessa Johnson and Dina Baupau went bang, bang, daddy behind the arc, dropping in 6 threes between them. It was enough to let the defense steal and block Iowa out of it. They held Clark to 12 points the rest of the way after she started with 18. Dina Baupau, she transferred in portal power, and she came to South Carolina to play for a title. Much will be made about the madness of March and now the champions of April when we finish it off tonight. These girls can play, and I do hope this will continue to elevate the women's game up into the pro ranks. I'm not naive enough to think from a dollar perspective there will truly be a level playing field for some time. The highest WNBA salary is $250,000. Remember, Nelly Korda won $300,000 for a single LPGA Tour victory. The highest WNBA salary is $250,000. The NBA league minimum is $1.1 million. So, if you're Caitlin Clark and you were offered more than the NBA league minimum to go play in Cube's Big Three, would you do it? We can hope the needle will move some, and sooner than later, for these ladies, these exceptional female athletes across all sports. These ladies are marketable. And how much fun have you had just watching the tournament? How much fun will you have watching the Olympics? Check out some WNBA action. The draft is coming up. Let's do this. Enjoy what has been. Enjoy what's to come. We all loved it, lived it. This has been one of those moments. Congratulations again to South Carolina 2024 National Champions. Congratulations to women's basketball for shining bright. After this, we march on to the men's final. The Mickle Pod and Pickle with Mickle is all new, twice a week, all major podcast apps. Earbuds in, podcorn ready. It's back to the show. Yes, that is our NBA sounder, because a lot of the talk heading into tonight's NCAA tournament final will be the future, the NBA future of Purdue big man Zach Edey. He better get that ball up higher from my perspective. Watch how Klingman from UConn squeezes the rock up at his chest, holds it out a little higher. Edey tends to hold it low, and it has been ripe for swiping. NBA futures abound for players throughout this entire March Madness tournament, and there will be a lot on the court tonight, and the NBA draft is actually in June. It's not in draft April. It's going to be in June. Tonight is what we've been waiting for. Number one versus number one. When's the last time two number one seeds got after it in the final? Who cares? UConn's looking to repeat. That's what matters. Repeat as champions. And Purdue is looking to repeat what Virginia did a few years back, bounce back after being bounced by a 16 seed and win it all. The new formula. UConn has been rolling opponents, even if the last two games, they might have looked a little off. In the regional final, they couldn't shoot. They couldn't shoot in the first half. They were a little ragged. They always play D. This Husky team locks you down. In the national semifinal, they, like everybody else, wanted to shoot with Bama. Everyone does. The Tide make it look so fun. UConn jacked up 25 freaking trays in that game. Bama, only 23. Now, they made less of those trays, yet out-rebounded, shared the ball better, and came away with a 14-point win that at the end kind of felt like 20. At times when the margin was 8, it felt like a lot more for the Huskies. Bama had to work so hard for everything they got. UConn will rotate through those 7 main guys. And while a lot left last year, there are those who remain. And that freshman Castle, he's emerged as their floor general. You might say it's Newton. This Castle kid, man, 6'5", solid, can drive in there, doesn't need to be shooting threes. I mean, they gave him that three-point line in the one game, and he made a couple. Purdue took care of business against NC State. NC State finally looked fatigued, and they had a great run in the tournament. They kept it close for a little bit. In the end, though, Purdue was too much. And Purdue's been taking care of business all year. They've been taking care of business in that same sort of a fashion. They kind of look a little lazy in the first half of some of these games, right? He's kind of trying to find his way. He's plodding down. They'll turn the ball over a lot. They clank some shots. It doesn't look like they're making a lot of shots, although their field goal percentage can be a little deceiving. Now, they're going to go to the big guy. They're always going to go to the big guy a lot. Coach Matt Painter has said they've used last year as fuel, saying how these guys have had to be in it all year. When you're stuck in it, you got to be in it. Coach, let me tell you right now, they are in it. The Boilers, they're going to bring in a host of people. They go deep. And like I said, they do have shooters. It's deceptive because their percentage sometimes doesn't look it. It's easy to forget, though, when the focus is on Edie, and there better be some focus on Edie. I mean, watching that matchup, right? I mean, UConn doesn't go as deep as Purdue. Will Purdue bring in some other people to bang on Klingman? And can he not get into early foul trouble? Keep an eye on Trey Wren for the Boilers. I've seen his confidence growing each game. And in this game, if he and First can dive into the paint, that's going to be critical, right? Driving in there, diving in there, cutting in through the paint. I don't expect to see 20 plus trays launched between the Boilers and the Huskies, right? There might be 20 total in the game. Well, 25, something like that. But they're not going 20 plus each from deep. I do expect to see fouls. They don't let the boys play the same way they let the girls scrap it out. I mean, I hope they will. And I hope they at least bury the whistle when it matters. Because if you start to let them play, you've got to finish letting them play. I have UConn winning. Purdue can win. I just don't think they will. On this show, we deal with all of the factors. And a 2-time repeat player of the year winner, Ralph Sampson, no title. Coach Hurley has a brother. His brother, Bobby, won 2 titles at Duke. Repeat titles. That matters. Free throws will matter also. And if anything might swing a close game, it's the stripe. UConn as a team shoots better from the stripe than Purdue. This will come down to some timely makes at that stripe and some timely swipes in the paint. UConn repeats. Let me repeat. I have pickleball fever. The dinking, smashing, third shot dropping, got pickleball fever, and it's not stopping. It's pickle and Mika. Pickle and Mika. Pickle and Mika, all right. I personally would like to give a huge shout out to everyone who won a golden ticket this week at the event here in Mesa. I was unable to attend, though I plan on being at Nationals, which will be right here at the same place. There was action on both major tours, PPA in North Carolina, APP at Delray in Carolina. Talk about repeat. Anna Lee Whiplash Waters, Ben Johns, Triple Crowns. The men's double final, though, showcased my guys, Augie Gah and Yame. They hung on tough with the Johns brothers. I hope they continue to play together. Augie, from right here, Augie Gah, he has been doing some good things. He's a great player. Yame Martinez-Vich, awesome. Remember, he took out Ben Singles. I like the pairing. I hope they continue to play together. What else do we have to say about the event in North Carolina? I saw some celebrities out there, which I thought was pretty cool. Tyler Hansbrough cutting it up on the court. Looks like there were some good crowds. But what we're seeing is, even though the players are getting better, how will they get to that next level? Well, we might see some consistent, better rivalries, more new champions up there on the podium holding those Stanley Cup trophies. I like a lot of the pairings I see. And of course, you do have to beat the champs. That's why they're the champs. On the APP side, big shout out to Yuta Castillo. She wins. Chris Hayworth picks up his second gold of the year. How about Jill Braverman and Megan Budge, who took home the women's doubles gold? On the men's side in doubles, these two teams are so fun, so good. Gabriel Tardio and Big Dre Diaskew, they fell short to J.W. Johnson and Dylan Frazier. J.W. Johnson, Dylan Frazier, great pairing. Just like Tardio, Big Dre Diaskew. Let's go to the mixed final. Tardio teamed up with Georgia Johnson. They got the dub. They took down Jill Braverman and Big Dre. I mean, how about that? Tardio got to go up against his buddy in the mixed final. But it's all good. It's totally cool. The total prize purse at this APP event was $100,000. What was it at the MLP event? I don't know. What was it? I don't know. I saw in MLP, Tyson McGuffin was traded. I saw something for $50,000. So here's what I know. Because I know Tardio and Big Dre played PPA. So you can play PPA or APP. You can play MLP if drafted. Doesn't there have to start to be some sort of a dividing line? I think so, in my opinion. I'm getting all spun around in different directions. There are a lot of the players that I like. I want to continue to cover more closely. Yet they shift from one event one week to one the other. And then where are they in MLB? Will they stay in MLB? I mean, the sport of pickleball will continue to evolve and grow. This much I'm confident in. And I'm confident that they'll continue to work it out. Like I say, I see better things happening from a broadcast perspective. I like the networks. I like where they're putting it on, you know, in the time frames. Easy to catch it before maybe a women's national championship game, or as they continue to squeeze it in between football. But to keep it a continued fan focus and to really grow, we got to be able to follow teams and these players better, I think. I mean, how this first MLP event in Atlanta comes off, it's going to be very interesting. If you need interesting, you need to tune in to my next interview. Toiler alert, it will be this week. I am talking with Terry Smith. Terry Smith is from over in Scotland. And you know what's cool? He is a wheelchair pickler. We're going to get on the court. We're going to talk about it. You can catch up on all the great interviews in the Pickle with Mickle interview series. They're out there on all major Podverse apps. Also on my YouTube channel at the Mickle Pod. That's where all the new ones are going. I have a lot of fun bringing pickleball to you, the people, from the perspective of amazing pickleball people and what they're doing in pickleball, whether they're playing, creating games, building paddles. I just got to say, play pickleball. You will have a fun time. I'm having a great time on this day for zoo lovers. What's the closest zoo to Augusta? It's on to the Masters.
Just the good old boys on the LIV tour. Hitting fades and draws, making all the putts saw like they did before. Playing on teams there's DJ and Phil. It's on the CW, better pay that cable bill. They're playing for Greg, Saturday money, no doubt. 54 holes is all that the toy will allow.
Yes, the general rolls into Augusta for the Masters with all the 54 tour boys in tow. Well, all the ones that were invited. Golf's first major, Tiger in the field. Tiger is eyeing another record, his 24th consecutive making of the cut at the Masters. It might be the last record he can set in a professional golf tournament. I'm a Tiger guy, yet even I do not want to see a hobbled Woods thrashing his way around this storied course at this major event, one he's won five times. I want to see a compelling tournament, a leaderboard complete with 54 tour guys and PGA players alike. So with that, let me give you nine guys to look for on the back nine on Sunday when the Masters really starts. Jon Rahm, the defending champ, who now wants the 54 tour to go to 72 holes. Trouble is, it's hard to repeat. Only Nicklaus, Faldo, and Woods have done it. Victor Hovland, he's due, he's good. Will Zalatoris will be a name a lot we'll talk about. Can he close if he's close? Wyndham Clark is on a roll. This is his first time rolling into Augusta. Tall order for first-timers to win. Dustin Johnson still plays golf. You just don't watch the CW. Joaquin Niemann is my dark horse pick. He has not done great in majors in the past. He's playing very well. He's one of those 54 tour guys who's been invited. If he's there on Sunday, look out. Patrick Cantlay. His buddy Xander, not on my list. Cantlay doesn't have a major yet. And his outer world putting seems to just fade away on those Augusta greens. I still look for him to be in the mix. Tony Finau. He's got the game. He's the guy that PGA would love to win this tournament to get a major. He wins. He needs a major. He's been close. Brooks Koepka wins majors. You think he has not replayed that final round from last year over and over? This show is over, though you can replay it and share it with as many people as you like. Now get on with your week and make it great. Make time for some pickleball. Stay safe and stay hydrated. I'll see y'all next time for more.